Hey guys, if you don't know, that's the awesome Fela Kuti, the father of Afrobeat music, the father of, Afrobeat music, and Afropop, and Afro everything. Fela Kuti, the Nigerian multi-instrumentalist, yeah, we really, really like him. We like him because he is big, he enjoys himself, he's noisy, and that's pretty much the experience that I had today. I went to the shanty area. I like going to the shanty areas. I went to the shanty area of South Africa, and today I went to the shanty area of Kenya, and it was equally exciting. The name of the area was called Kangimi, and it was exhilarating. It's kind of like the back streets of Goa in a place. It's got red sand, it's got people selling stuff on the road, people selling shoes and slippers and all sorts of things, and cooking meat over there and selling it, and it's got drainage going through the middle of the road, and it has a lot of people. Finally in Africa, I found a place where there's a whole bunch of people walking into one another, colliding. There's these two-wheeler taxis that are going up and down called the Bora Bora. And they entirely like 1980s Goa. Yeah. So let's speak a little bit about the people who are living in this area. Spoke to a couple of them. They are typically, well, two people I spoke to had five children, and they had a wife, and they had a woman who stays at home to take care of the child. They speak very good English. There was a Bora Bora driver that I came across who actually was, finished his bachelor's in biology, bioinformatics, bio something, and he did several jobs before he decided that he's going to become a two-wheeler driver, and they're going to work from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and earn 15,000 shillings a day, which is actually not bad considering the bike itself is only around 80,000 shillings, and the fuel that they're filling in is something like 300 shillings. So they're doing quite well for themselves. The owning a bike is not a bad scene. Finance in Kenya is a bad scene. So Kenya, as you know, is the place where they have M-Pesa. M-Pesa is online money transfer via mobile phone. So people sending money to one another via, not SMS, but nearly SMS. And it has helped people immensely. It's helped, for example, I went and visited a spares operator, and he said that, well, people used to come, wouldn't come to him because he was too far away, and they had to have to bring the money, exact money, and now what they do is they give him a call, and then they send the money through M-Pesa, and he sends the spares straight to their doorstep. So M-Pesa has really helped Kenya a whole bunch, but high interest rates. So a high interest rate from M-Pesa, which is a bank, even though it's very, very popular. And high interest rates from the financing institutions, huge difference in the spread. So if you take a loan from your business, which is common, the place that you work, if you work for a certain amount of time, you're entitled to take a loan only if you have one loan outstanding. And that's 6 to 7% interest on that loan. And outside, if you go to a financier, the loans can be as high as 14%. So big difference in those two numbers. Your investments, if you put your money in the bank, is very, very low. I don't recall offhand what it is, but I do know that I do know a person who was with me. He said that he put his, if he had spare cash in hand, he'd rather buy equity of the bank because the bank itself was making so much money that it made more sense for him to put his money in equity and earn from the shares rather than anything else. So back to the shanty town, the slums, the area over there. A lot of people, a lot of colorful dresses, a lot of children. The children, being even more childlike than the children that you'd expect in the streets of an Indian city, jumping all over the place, sticking their head in the camera, wanting to talk to you. All over the place, causing a whole bunch of commotion, running around, extremely cute. I don't know why, but I've fallen for African kids. I think African kids are very, very cute.
I won't express it in words right now. I won't do them justice. But African kids, yes, to die for. So they're all over the place. There's loud music always playing from somewhere all over the place. It seems to be the norm. Nobody seems to mind it. I guess this is what people feel like when they come to India. No sense of personal space. When I was talking to a bunch of people, people got curious. They crowded around. A lot of people write, I mean, all over. So I was hanging on with one hand to my wallet, one hand to my mobile phone. Nothing happened. People were very friendly, very nice. But that's just the feeling that I had at that point of time. So one photograph, I don't know which photograph I'm going to put up right now at the time of recording this book, but I'm going to give you one photograph in order to show you roughly what the hell was going on. So painted signboards, lots and lots of smells, sights and sounds. Yeah. That is the shanty town of Kenya, and this is Fela Kuti.